Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8 o'clock, Sky 5 live over the scene of a serious crash on Highway 42 near the Wake-Johnston County line. We'll take a look at the delays on the sensors coming up.
And police are investigating a hit and run in Raleigh. Coming up, how this could impact your morning commute and what information we're learning from investigators.
Plus, a tanker truck crash closed I-95 near Fayetteville for nearly 12 hours. The big traffic problem that caused.
And today's the big change day. Temperatures are mild this morning, near 60 degrees, but we'll see those temperatures dropping through the day, through the 50s. We also have a chance of rain this afternoon. I'll show you how much you could see.
Yeah, and a lot of us are wanting that rain. We need that rain. We'll see how much we could get coming up. Thanks for joining us on your Friday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along. We certainly have the clouds to do it. Just need some of that moisture to happen out there. The temperatures are dropping. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now.
Lots of cloud cover out there, too. We take a live look at Fayetteville, and you can see mostly cloudy skies. Now, this morning, there have been a few thin spots in the clouds and made for a really pretty sunrise in the 6 o'clock hour. We're seeing a little bit of that there in Fayetteville right now as well. The winds are really starting to pick up, moving northwest, or winds coming out of the northwest now at 13 miles per hour around the triangle. We'll be gusting up to 20 miles per hour, maybe 25 through the afternoon, and that is going to quickly draw that cool air in. Right now, we're looking at 63 in the Triangle, 61 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 61 in Rocky Mount, and 59 in Roxborough. So it feels pretty pleasant as you step outside right now. But again, temperatures will be on their way down through the afternoon. Here's a look at Futurecast, and we take a look at what's happening. We have this band of showers that's back to our west. That's going to come sneaking through here. This is a look at lunchtime, and we'll see this band of showers moving through. This is a brand new run of the computer model. It's a little slower with that rain moving through the Triangle area right about 2 o'clock, and it lingers it in our eastern counties up until around 5 o'clock or so. Still looking at about a tenth of an inch or less out of that band of rain, and then after it moves by, we'll talk about the weekend. A chance of some light showers in our southern counties on Saturday, and a better chance of rain across the viewing area on Sunday, but we'll walk through the weekend on Futurecast coming up. A look at the temperatures again, starting off mild this morning, but we drop into the mid-50s by the time we get to the evening commute. Brian?
It is 8:02, and we're following two breaking stories on the roads this morning. Going to start off in the southern part of Wake County with the serious crash on Highway 42 right around the Wake-Johnston County line. 42 is closed in both directions near Johnston Road. Live pictures from Sky 5 show the scene there. We're working to get details about exactly what happened. We do see that at least one vehicle is being loaded up on a tow truck, and you can see where they have both sides of the highway blocked and some big delays building there between Fuquay-Varina and the Cleveland community. Unfortunately, there are not too many great alternate routes in that largely rural area. So you're just going to need to give yourself plenty of extra time this morning. If you're south of 42, Mount Pleasant Road might be an option for you. It looks like that is probably the easiest way to connect between Highway 50 and heading back toward the Fuquay-Varina area out toward Old Stage Road. So allow some extra time through that section. We're working to get some more details about exactly what's happened out there on 42. Another breaking story we're following in Raleigh, westbound New Bern Avenue is closed right now between Raleigh Boulevard and Carver Street as police investigate a hit-and-run crash involving a pedestrian. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey has been there at the scene for a couple of hours now. Kelsey, what have you learned?
Brian, folks from the medical examiner's office arrived to the scene about 30 minutes ago. So just from what it looks like here at the scene, there appears to be a fatality. Now, that crash happened over on the westbound lane of New Bern Avenue. So police have closed New Bern Avenue between North Carver Street and Raleigh Boulevard. So right now we're on the eastbound side. The traffic is moving smoothly over here, but that portion of the road is closed. We're still working to learn more information about this pedestrian. Police were able to tell us that pedestrian was a man, but we don't have any more information. We're also asking questions about what police are doing to track down that driver. We'll keep you updated as we learn more. But Brian, in the meantime, what can you tell drivers about how to avoid this?
Kelsey, as you mentioned, eastbound traffic's flowing freely through there. You can see pretty light volume, but that westbound side is blocked. So if you're coming in from the eastern side of Raleigh, heading back toward downtown on Newbern Avenue, consider using Raleigh Boulevard down to Poole Road. And then from Poole Road, you can rejoin Newbern Avenue on the other side of that closure. Around the rest of the triangle, we have fairly light volume on our major routes, not seeing any other big incidents right now. Of course, if you're heading out and getting in the car, you can listen to this newscast continue on the radio with our live traffic updates at 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham.
And more breaking news. Big traffic problems near Hope Mills this morning as I-95 was closed for almost 12 hours after a major crash involving a tanker truck. The interstate was closed all night between exits 33 and 41. That's between St. Paul's and Chickenfoot Road. This is video showing traffic being diverted from I-95 onto U.S. 301 near St. Paul's.
New this morning, crews battled a fire at an abandoned motel in Raleigh. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker at the scene on Wilmington and Layden Streets. This was about 5 o'clock this morning. No reports of any injuries, and we're working to learn what caused the fire.
And we'll learn more this morning about a scary situation in the Halifax County town of Scotland Neck. Police say they'll give an update at 10 o'clock this morning after someone shot at officers there last night. Interim Police Chief Tommy Parker tells WRL the shots were fired near Main Street. No officers were hurt.
And this morning, police cleared the scene of a shooting at an apartment complex in Raleigh. That was about 12 hours after a man was seriously injured in that shooting. It happened at the Northridge Crossings Apartments near Capitol Boulevard around 5 o'clock last evening. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. And according to Raleigh police, officers found the man on Highline Street. He had been shot. We're working to learn his identity and his current condition as well. So far, no arrests in this case.
The annual Veterans Day run and ceremony on NC State's campus is wrapping up this morning. The 5K started at 6 a.m. and ended at the Memorial Bell Tower. The different branches of the military's ROTC programs ran alongside active duty and veterans. After the run, a ceremony included a wreath presentation and two speakers.
Main thoroughfare that connects the Village District to NC State will be closed for over a week for sewer and water main replacement. It's Oberlin Road there, which will be closed between Poland Road and Clark Avenue. This will affect drivers in that very busy area for the next 10 days. Traffic will be detoured onto Woodburn Road and Enterprise Street. The road will reopen November 20th.
And a man is hurt after he was shot in southwest Raleigh near Lake Johnson. It happened here on Walnut Creek Parkway South. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. We're working to find out if police have any information on the shooter. And students at Pearson High School in Roxborough say they're shocked after a teacher was accused of having a sexual relationship with a student. Tyrone Outlaw resigned yesterday from his position as a social studies teacher at the school. He's facing a charge of sexual activity with a student. The lead investigator tells WRL that Pearson High School notified the sheriff's office after the victim's father came to them with concerns about his daughter's texts with Outlaw. The investigators say that both Outlaw and the 16-year-old student later admitted to having sex at a home. He says this is a message to all parents.
Be aware of your kids and where they are, and there's nothing wrong with keeping tabs on them.
Outlaw joined Pearson County Schools back in August as a teacher and assistant basketball coach. He graduated from the school in 2013 and played basketball at Virginia Tech.
Carolina Panthers will have some time to regroup after suffering another loss. This one was to the Chicago Bears. They did have a bright spot, though. Big spark early. Amir Smith-Marset returned this punt 79 yards for a touchdown in the first quarter. The offense, though, struggled. Put up two field goals. That's it. A third attempt from Eddie Pinheiro with less than 2 minutes to go in the game fell short. 59 yards there. The Bears beat the Panthers 16-13. Panthers are now 1-8 on the season. They'll have a break. They host the Dallas Cowboys at Bank of America Stadium in their next game, which is November 19th.
Time now, 8:09. Now that the Hollywood strikes are over, you may be wondering when your favorite shows are coming back. We'll let you in on how long it may take for the industry to get back up and running.
Plus, there is a long road to recovery for a deputy who was shot in the line of duty in Robeson County.
WRAL spoke with Deputy Locklear about how he's doing now that he's out of the hospital.
And taking a look at our temperatures, nothing like what we've seen so far this week. We're looking at temperatures falling into the 50s this afternoon. We will see a band of rain mid-afternoon. We may also have a better chance of some showers on Sunday for parts of the region. I'll walk you through on Futurecast coming up.
A12 is the time right now. This is a live look in Chapel Hill. Good morning to you. Franklin Street area right there. A little bit of construction and lots of clouds, as you see right there as you're watching WRL News. Available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Pretty much everywhere we look, we're finding some clouds out there. Still a few hours away from precipitation, though.
It's looking like early to mid-afternoon for most of us with a band of rain. If you're farther south and east, it may be a little later in the afternoon, but we're going to walk through it on Futurecast. It is gray out there. Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. There's a little bit of a break in the clouds there in Fayetteville. You can see that little sunshine there on Hay Street, right in front of our newsroom. We take a look at what's going on. We have a cold front that's slipping southward. This cold front is stalling out, and we're going to see some waves of low pressure riding along it. So first of all, we're going to see this band of rain that's back to the west sneaking on through. But that low is going to stay, or that front's going to stay in our vicinity all weekend. So our southern counties tomorrow may see rain, and then again on Sunday. The big question is going to be, is it going to hang out here, or is it going to slide down to the south? Worst case scenario is we see rain for a good bit of the day on Sunday, but we'll talk about scenarios. Here's Futurecast this morning. We do have that band of rain that starts to move into our northwest counties right about lunchtime. It continues to slide eastward. We'll stop it at 2 o'clock there from Roanoke Rapids through Raleigh through Southern Pines, and then we'll pause it again at 4 o'clock. It's in our southeastern counties and mostly out of the viewing area by the evening commute. You might still be seeing a little shower around Fayetteville and Clinton at that point. And then on Saturday, we have the potential to see a few isolated showers. This is Saturday at 8 a.m. It may be that the northern part of the viewing area is clear. We take a look at Saturday as we go through the afternoon. Excuse me. And this new run of the computer models is much drier for us on Saturday. It was looking like we could see a few scattered showers in our southern counties. And this version really clears things out for us on Saturday, making it look really lovely. So we'll continue to watch what may happen Sunday. This is Sunday at 5 a.m. And you can see some cloud cover, some showers down in our southern counties. And that lifts northward as we get through the afternoon. So Saturday maybe turning a little drier. Sunday, you know, continues to potentially look a little bit on the wet side. We take a look at our rain chances, looking at a 30% chance. We've got that band that moves through, nothing heavy with that. And then a slight chance in our southern counties on Saturday, and then that potential for some rain on Sunday. Here's a look at the amounts that we could see, looking at very light amounts for us today, likely to be less than a tenth of an inch, which is, I mean, hardly anything. But then depending on how things go on Sunday, we could see as much as a half an inch to three quarters of an inch from the triangle area southward. Still looks pretty light in our northern counties. Crossroads Plaza tree lighting on Saturday. They're going to have events all day. 58 degrees at 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then tree lighting time will be in the mid-50s, so not bad. And then Duke plays at UNC. It's definitely going to be sweater weather, but it looks dry. 8 o'clock game time, 53. We drop into the 40s by the time the game is over. Tropical outlook, still not done. The season lasts until the end of the month. Just a 20% chance that that system just north of Central America could develop. Saturday, of course, is Veterans Day. Right now, it's looking mostly dry with that chance of a few showers in the south. Once we get into early next week, we're back to more sunshine and temperatures climbing back to near normal. Brian?
It is 8:16 right now. We've been following some breaking news this morning. Going to update you on the southern side of Wake County, right around the Wake-Johnston County line. We still have indications that 42 is closed in both directions around Johnston Road as they work to get a crash cleared. I've seen some traffic starting to flow through that area, so they may be opening this road here in the next few minutes. I'll keep my eyes on that, let you know how that's developing. In the meantime, between Fuquay-Varina and the Cleveland area on 42, expect some delays on either side. Also, still watching this investigation on Newbern Avenue around Raleigh Boulevard. Live pictures from Sky 5 show the scene there. We have a hit-and-run crash involving a pedestrian, and apparently this is a deadly crash. This is all on the westbound side of Newbern Avenue between Raleigh Boulevard and Carver Street. You can see Raleigh police out there blocking those westbound lanes. lanes. Eastbound traffic's getting by, but on the westbound side, you do need to expect a detour, and that detour will take you down Raleigh Boulevard back to Poole Road, and then from Poole Road, you can rejoin New Bern on the other side of all that. Kelsey Coffey is on the ground there at the scene gathering details as that investigation continues. We'll get an update from her in just a little bit. On the south side of Raleigh, a report of a crash with injuries on Garner Road near Warehouse Drive. That's not too far from the I-40 bridge there. We are seeing some backups, especially on that southbound side of Garner Road. Checking in on Durham this morning, traffic volume is light. It is a holiday for many people, and you can see that all your major approaches into Durham are looking fine. I-40 looks good in both directions, and I-85 is a smooth ride heading out between Hillsboro and Durham.
Only on WREL, we're hearing for the first time from one of the sheriff's deputies who was shot in the line of duty this week in Robeson County. Deputy Kaylin Locklear was released from the hospital last night, and he is recovering. Locklear was waiting for his release when he saw a large showing of support from Robeson County Sheriff's Office. Locklear and fellow deputy Jonathan Walters were both shot Tuesday while trying to serve an arrest warrant to a man wanted for murder who was out on bond. According to his father, Locklear was shot in the arm and leg, and another bullet hit just millimeters from a main artery.
And I knew that's part of the job, going after people like that or possibility of getting shot, but I just never expected it to be the way it was.
Locklear says he'll be starting physical therapy as he continues to recover from his injuries. The man who shot the deputy, Sean Locklear Jr., no relation to the deputy, remains in critical condition after he was also shot in that exchange.
A huge fire in the North Carolina mountains keeps growing. Take a look at this. These are flames on Colette Ridge. These are pictures of the fire and also the emergency response. You can see the helicopter there. This all happening near Andrews and Cherokee County. The U.S. Forest Service says this all started a few weeks ago from a lightning strike. For a while, the fire was small and didn't threaten any buildings. But this morning, it's up to 4,300 acres plus 16 structures are now threatened. Meanwhile, another wildfire burns just a few miles east. The Poplar Dry Fire in Henderson County has burned almost 400 acres. It's 30% contained. And several fire crews from our area have responded to it. They include firefighters from Morrisville and Orange County. A crew from Rocky Mount are in the area this morning. Both of these wildfires have sparked a state of emergency for the surrounding areas.
We could be on the brink of a possible government shutdown again, and lawmakers are preparing for it. They need to come up with a plan by November 17th. Yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer took the first step to put a government funding bill on the floor that the chamber could pass to avoid a shutdown. If the Senate passes it, the House would still have to approve it to avert that shutdown.
Now that the Hollywood writer's strike is over, the next unanswered question is when your favorite TV shows will return. The union's national board will review the tentative deal today. It's said to be worth about $1 billion with pay raises, AI incentives, and other protections. Of course, this tentative deal still must be ratified by the union's 160,000 members. That is expected to happen. Now that the deal appears to be done, industry worker watchers say that the work to get back to work begins.
I think people are going to work harder into the work longer into Thanksgiving week, probably work longer into December than they normally would around the winter holidays, because again, I think Hollywood is just dying to get back to work.
And clearly, this is a work in progress. The other upside to the strike ending, actors will again be able to talk about their upcoming projects, and you'll start to see movie trailers and those red carpet premieres.
The nation's capital will honor veterans with several ceremonies tomorrow. And that includes the wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington Cemetery. There will also be other ceremonies on the National Mall throughout the day, including at the World War II Memorial, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and the Korean War Veterans Memorial. Veterans can get discounts, even free meals, today and tomorrow in honor of Veterans Day, and these are just some of them. Denny's is offering a free Grand Slam breakfast to veterans through noon today. Tomorrow, Dunkin' and Krispy Kreme are both offering free donuts. And Krispy Kreme is also offering free coffee. And so is Starbucks. Wendy's will give veterans a free breakfast combo tomorrow. IHOP is offering free pancakes tomorrow. And Applebee's will give vets a free meal if they dine in. For most of these deals, you just need to show a military ID.
More than a billion people around the world are set to celebrate Diwali this Sunday. The festival, which honors the victory of light over darkness, is one of India's major holidays. Garner will host a Diwali festival tomorrow at Garner United Methodist Church. It's happening from 4 to 9 p.m. There will be live dance performances, singing, and a DJ playing Bollywood songs. There will also be a wide selection of food as well.
And remember this, a teacher from Durham will be featured on NBC's The Wall tonight. The show spotlights people doing big work in their communities, and they get a chance to win some big money as well. Turquoise Parker is a teacher at Lakewood Elementary School and started the Bull City Fundraiser after seeing so many families struggling to put food on the table. Parker and her husband, Donald, will take their shot at winning $1 million tonight on the game show. It airs on WREL at 8 o'clock.
Oh, best of luck to them. That's such a fun show. And if you haven't done so already, you can kickstart your Christmas shopping this weekend at the State Farmers Market. The Fall Craft Fair is happening today through Sunday. It features more than 100 vendors offering local products and handmade items. It'll be happening rain or shine from 9 to 5 each day.
Some interesting artifacts from the Titanic are going up for auction. A first-class dinner menu from 3 days before the ship sank and a pocket watch owned by a passenger will be up for auction. Henry Aldridge & Son Auction House says the menu is the only surviving one from that particular day. The watch froze the morning after the ship sank. The menu is expected to sell for about $70,000. The watch could go for nearly $80,000. The auction begins tomorrow.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Friday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Brian Schrader tracking some backups near New Bern Avenue, Brian, following reports of a possible hit and run.
That's right. A hit and run crash involving a pedestrian. And apparently this is a deadly crash. Kelsey Coffey's at the scene. She'll have an update coming up on Fox 50 at 8:30. But westbound New Bern Avenue is closed right now around Raleigh Boulevard. Live pictures from Sky 5 show the scene there as Raleigh police investigate this. Eastbound lanes are open. Westbound traffic is being diverted onto Raleigh Boulevard and Pool Road. You can see that traffic volume, thankfully, is not very heavy through that area. Again, we'll get an update on the investigation coming up in just a little bit. Also, on the southern side of Wake County, at last check, 42 still is closed around Johnston Road near the Wake-Johnston County line because of an earlier crash. So expect some heavy traffic between Fuquay Varina and I-40 in Johnston County.
It's a nice morning out there, temperature-wise, but it is mostly cloudy. This is a live look at the WREL Gardens, where we have some beautiful trees. Colors are just gorgeous. All the color is gone from the mountains right now. But come by the gardens. We always have something that's interesting to see. And it is likely to be, you know, a little wet on and off over the weekend. Right now, temperature 59 in Lewisburg, 61 Fayetteville, 62 in Irwin. Our temperatures this morning have been on the mild side, but we'll see temperatures falling through the afternoon into the mid-50s and a quick shot of rain around the middle of the afternoon. Right now, the evening looks dry if you're walking the dogs.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. A portion of Oberlin Road will be closed for the next 10 days for sewer and water main replacement. The road will be closed between Pullen Road and Clark Avenue through November 20th. Traffic will be detoured onto Woodburn Road and Enterprise Street while that road is closed. Coming up next on Today, welcoming the Rockefeller Christmas tree.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WREL News. Coverage you can count on.
Police are investigating a hit and run crash that happened that's closed part of New Bern Avenue. Coming up, what we're learning this morning from investigators. And a tanker truck crash causes major delays as it closed I-95 near Fayetteville for almost 12 hours. The big traffic problem it caused.
And heading out the door, temperatures have been mild so far this morning. Upper 60s to low 50s. Look, upper 50s to low 60s. We are looking at temperatures falling as we head through the afternoon, plus a chance of some showers. I'll show you the timeline.
Plus, set a timer right now if you want to snag those Dreamville tickets. General admission tickets go on sale today. They are likely to sell out pretty quickly. And it starts at 10 o'clock, so set it for about 85 minutes from now. You get a little jump on things, right?
Yeah.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It's 8:30 right now on your Friday.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, I spoke to the park director this week, Joey Voska, and he says that the tickets are going to go so quick. Oh, yeah. It's one of the park's most, like, one of the biggest events at the park. So, you know, get
you don't even need a lineup.
No,
J. Cole is organizing it. Folks, go.
People are just buying it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Warmer now than it will be later on, and we could see some rain.
We're looking at that chance of rain, say, around early to mid-afternoon. We're going to walk you through the timeline. Lots of cloud cover right now. This is a live look at Warrenton. They're up near the Virginia line. 63 around the triangle. Our wind is really starting to pick up. It's out of the northeast now at 13 miles per hour. We'll see gusts up to 20, and that's going to bring that cool air in pretty quickly, especially once we get to lunchtime and into the afternoon. Right now it's 63 in southern Pine, 61 in Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, still some upper 50s down to the south. So we haven't seen those temperatures drop just yet. It's still nice and mild as you head out the door. But once that rain arrives, we're going to start to see those temperatures falling. We do have the potential for a quick shower this morning up near the Virginia line. By lunchtime, we're starting to see some rain from Durham northward. We'll pause it at 2 o'clock, and you can see from up around Roanoke Rapids through Raleigh down through the Sandhills. And then by the time we get to 4 o'clock, Rocky Mount down toward Fayetteville, maybe a lingering shower in Fayetteville or Clinton right around the evening commute, and then we're done with it. This version of Futurecast is showing some clearing overnight tonight and a bit of a drier day on Saturday, even for our southern counties. We still have the chance of some rain on Sunday. We'll walk through all of that on Futurecast coming up. But those temperatures likely to be dropping this afternoon into the mid-50s, so make sure you've got your jacket. And I know I will, Brian.
All right, 8:32 right now. Still following this breaking news in Raleigh of a pedestrian crash, a hit-and-run crash out there on Newbern Avenue right around Raleigh Boulevard. WRL's Kelsey Coffey has been at the scene. Kelsey, this has been an active scene now for about 3 hours. What's the latest?
Brian, it looks like that scene is clearing up from what you may be able to tell behind me, but let's get you straight to video now. Live pictures from Sky 5. Now, still from what we can tell right now, police have closed the westbound lane of Newbern Avenue between North Carver Street and Raleigh Boulevard. The crash happened in the westbound lane. And again, police say that this was a hit and run that involved a pedestrian. They have confirmed that pedestrian was a man, but we're still working to learn more information about who that man is and what police are doing to track down that driver. Brian, in the meantime, what can you tell people about how to avoid this if this area is a part of their morning commute?
Well, Kelsey, as we can see behind you and we can see from Sky 5, traffic volume is pretty light through there, so we're not seeing big delays. And the eastbound side or outbound side of Newbern Avenue is open. But that westbound side heading in from East Raleigh back toward downtown is closed from Raleigh Boulevard out to Carver Street. Consider using Poole Road as a good alternate route. Now, there has been a report in the past couple of minutes of a minor crash out there on Poole Road, but I'm not seeing any big delays with that. There may be more significant delays just north of all of this with a crash reported at Raleigh Boulevard at Milburney Road, just a few blocks to the north there. Also, we're keeping our eyes on another situation on the southeastern side of Wake County near the Wake-Johnston County line with a crash that apparently has closed both directions of 42 right around Johnston Road. Now, earlier we saw big delays out there and all of this was in purple, which indicates that both sides were blocked. With the most recent updates from the sensors, I am getting some indication that traffic may be flowing through that area, but the DOT still says that 42 is blocked through there. So consider giving yourself plenty of extra time as you head between the Cleveland community there in Johnston County out toward Fuquay Varina. We're still seeing, at the very least, some lingering delays, and still we may see a detour through there as they work to get that crash cleared. On the south side of Raleigh, a crash reported on Garner Road near Warehouse Drive is in the clearing stages, not seeing any significant backups at this point.
All right, thank you, Brian. Following more breaking news, big traffic problems near Hope Mills this morning as I-95 was closed for almost 12 hours after a major crash involving a tanker truck. The interstate was closed all night between exits 33 and 41. That's between St. Paul's and Chickenfoot Road. This is video showing traffic being diverted from I-95 onto US 301 near St. Paul's. And new this morning, crews are battling a fire at an abandoned motel in Raleigh. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker at the scene on Wilmington and Layden Street around 5 o'clock this morning. There are no reports of any injuries. We are working to learn what caused the fire.
This morning, police cleared the scene of a shooting at an apartment complex in Raleigh. A man is in the hospital with serious injuries. It happened in Northridge Crossings Apartments near Capitol Boulevard about 5 o'clock last night. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. According to Raleigh police, when they got to that scene, they found a man on Highline Street who had been shot.
We're working to find out the current condition of that man who was shot and also to be able to see if police know who he is and who's behind the shooting.
And we'll learn more this morning about a scary situation in the Halifax County town of Scotland Neck. Police say they'll give an update at 10 o'clock this morning after someone shot at officers there last night. Interim Police Chief Tommy Parker tells WREL the shots were fired near Main Street. No officers were hurt.
And a traffic alert this morning in Raleigh. The main thoroughfare that connects the Village District to NC State will be closed for over a week for sewer and water main replacement. It's a busy area, Oberlin Road, which will be closed between Pullen Road and Clark Avenue. It'll affect drivers for the next 10 days. Traffic will be detoured onto Woodburn Road and Enterprise Street. The road is scheduled to reopen November 20th.
Knightdale police are working leads, but there is still no arrest after a mother of three was shot to death on her front porch. 40-year-old Shanaka Earth was shot Wednesday night on Twaintown Drive in the Widewaters subdivision. Family members called her Ocean. We spoke with Earth's husband, who says that he doesn't believe that she was the target. Police say there's no threat to the public. However, nobody is in custody.
A local family is talking to WRAL after receiving a $1.25 million settlement from the city of Raleigh after a police officer killed their son. Police say an officer shot 30-year-old Sohail Majarid multiple times in 2019 when he didn't put down a knife he was carrying. No charges were filed in the case. The family says an FBI probe found no fingerprints on that knife at the scene. An autopsy revealed Majarid was shot 8 times. The family wants to see changes within RPD and its use of excessive force.
And the annual Veterans Day run and ceremony on NC State's campus wrapped up this morning. The 5K started at 6 a.m. and ended at the Memorial Bell Tower. The different branches of the military's ROTC programs ran alongside active duty and veterans. Hear what one ROTC cadet said about what the run means to him.
A lot of us look up to these veterans as role models and whatnot. And I think, you know, this morning is a chance for us to come out here, get together, celebrate that, honor those who passed away, unfortunately, and those who died for our country and those who are still alive.
And after the run, a ceremony included a wreath presentation and two speakers.
A Veterans Day ceremony is happening this morning at the Orange County Veterans Memorial Site. That's happening at 11 a.m. in Chapel Hill. Congresswoman Valerie Fouché will speak at the ceremony, as well as former Air Force officer Dr. Mark Coldfelter.
There will also be a Veterans Day observance ceremony this morning at Fayetteville Technical Community College. It's happening this morning at 11 o'clock on the student terrace on campus. The guest speaker will be Andrea Allard, Director of Transition Services for the NC Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. The event is open to the public. And some Dreamville tickets are already sold out before the general public gets a chance to buy theirs later this morning. Coming up at 10 a.m., the first batch of two-day passes goes on sale online. Festival organizers say VIP packages are already sold out after people who subscribe to the newsletter got early access. Two-day passes are still available for the festival. It's happening at Dix Park, April 6th and 7th. This year's lineup has not even been announced yet, but people just want the tickets. Mm-hmm. Fayetteville native J. Cole created the festival and regularly headlines it as well. Last year, Drake, Usher, Lil Wayne, I mean, those are some of the biggest names in music. It's a cool event.
And they know, even without the lineup, they know it's going to be good.
Absolutely.
So no worries there. About 20 minutes before 9 right now on your Friday morning. Coming up, quick actions of a police officer and business owner may have prevented a mass shooting in Boone. How they jumped into action to stop this man who was straight across from Appalachian State University.
And the weekend is here, and it could be time to jump on those holiday shopping trips this weekend or maybe see a tree lighting. We have your out and about best bets for this weekend next.
And we give you this live look in Goldsboro this morning. We are looking at a major cool off today and cloudy out there. Elizabeth Gardner has our chances for some much needed rain.
It is 8:43. We take a live look at Warrenton, which is gray out there this morning. We're seeing gray skies in most places. That's going to be the case really for most of the weekend. Some of the models are showing a little bit of clearing for Saturday, so the northern part of the viewing area could see some sunshine tomorrow. It is 63 degrees. It remains mild as you're stepping out the door right now, but temperatures as we head through the afternoon are likely to be dropping, and we do have that potential for some showers right after lunchtime. Currently, it is 59 in Roxborough and South Hill, but elsewhere we're looking at 60, 61 Fayetteville and Clinton, 63 in Durham and in Southern Pines right now. We take a look at a breezy forecast this afternoon. Our wind will be coming out of the northeast, and gradually that will help to cool our temperatures off, so we're not likely to see temperatures climbing any more than they are right now. We'll be looking at northeast winds at 10 to 15 this afternoon and gusting up to 20, so it'll have a little bit of a cool feel. This afternoon, 57 in Raleigh, 55 in Durham, and 65 in Fayetteville with a band of rain moving through. Not likely to produce a lot of precipitation, probably less than a tenth of an inch, but it's going to be in the middle of the afternoon, so if you have errands to run, you may be a little wet. We've had, of course, warm temperatures signified there in the yellow and orange color contours with some cooler temperatures back to the west, below normal temperatures there in the blue. We're going to fall below normal for the next few days, but most likely we're going to get into some warmth by the end of next week. Let's talk about temperatures. We're going to hold it here most likely in the low 60s until around lunchtime. That's when we start to see this band of clouds or band of rain move through. That will drop us down into the mid 50s once it moves past your area. It's likely to be almost out of the region by 5 o'clock. So starting in our northwestern counties around noon and then exiting by around 5 o'clock around the Triangle area, expect it to be right after lunchtime. Futurecast, the brand new run is showing some cooler temperatures for tomorrow morning and then some cool temperatures for the day Saturday, but some sunshine. We have the potential for some showers down south. The model's been flip-flopping a little bit on that, so I wouldn't totally rule it out, even though this new run of the model is showing drier conditions. Watching Sunday, too, if this particular front continues to move southward, we may not see as much rain as this model is showing. But, you know, I like to kind of show worst-case scenario, so we have the chance of seeing rain in the area on Sunday. It's a possibility that it will end up all to our south. And just keep checking back if you have outdoor plans on Sunday. Football Friday for this evening, we'll see cloudy skies, temperatures at game time mid-50s, dropping into the low 50s, mostly in the playoffs at this point. The weather's going to be fine. 57 for this afternoon around the viewing area. Saturday, 60, and then mid-50s on Sunday, especially if we end up seeing those scattered showers. Don't forget, Saturday, of course, is Veterans Day. There are a lot of events across the area to celebrate. Also, a lot of tree lightings happening over the weekend. And then next week, we see more clear skies and temperatures climbing into the mid-60s to almost 70.
And you enter the WREL Live Center. We just got word that President Biden is set to meet with China's President Xi Jinping next week. We're hosting the two leaders. We'll meet during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Taiwan, election interference, the war in the Middle East are some of the topics that will be discussed. The Biden administration says the goal of this meeting really is to stabilize the often and tense relationships between the two countries. This is a story we will continue to watch leading up to that meeting. Of course, we'll keep you updated here at the WRL Live Center.
Lots of opportunities to get a jump on your holiday shopping this weekend. There are even some tree lighting scheduled out there. And WRL Lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with Out and About's best picks for this weekend. And Kathy, let's start with those holiday markets. There are a few to check out this weekend.
There are three holiday markets coming up on Saturday. Okay, the Tap Yard is going to host the Holidays Market from noon to 6 p.m. There's going to be vendors and food trucks. Admission is free. Now, over in Cary, in Fenton, they're doing the Maker's Market from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And in Wake Forest, the Mistletoe Market is going to be featuring more than 200 vendors. Admission to that over at Wakefield High School is $6 cash.
Tree lightings as well, just to keep things lively this weekend.
I feel like there's a tree lighting every weekend now until Christmas. There are two happening in Cary on Saturday. Okay, we got Parkside Town Commons. They're hosting Sparkle Night on Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. The Christmas tree will be lit. Santa's going to be visiting. Families can also enjoy an inflatable obstacle course, face painting, games, and music over in Cary as well. Crossroads Plaza is going to be hosting its holiday tree lighting with a big event from 3 to 6 with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
some of the folks that aren't ready to cross over into that holiday season just yet. There are some non-holiday events happening this weekend.
Yeah, we've got a great Broadway show over in Durham this weekend. Okay, the revival of Funny Girl, of course, all the classic songs. It's on stage at Durham Performing Arts Center through Sunday. And over in Cary, we've got comedian Dusty Slay. He's over at on stage at Raleigh Improv tonight and Saturday.
So it's just another busy weekend in the Triangle for you. You can get information on these and many more events by going to WRL.com, searching keyword out and about. Kathy, thanks.
Well, police say the quick actions of a business owner and officers prevented a potential mass shooting in downtown Boone. This is the suspect we're talking about, 59-year-old Peter Gabbery. Boone's police chief says that Gabbery was seen flashing a gun outside of Boone's Saloon on West King Street. That's across from the campus of Appalachian State University. The bar owner called police and officers responded within 2 minutes. Gabbery has been charged with going armed to the terror of the public, resisting arrest, and 2 felony counts of possession of a firearm by a felon. Well, family, friends, and members of the Franklinton community will hold a prayer vigil tonight to honor the life of a 19-year-old murdered back in January. Hamilton Woods Jr. was shot in Carrigan Lane in Youngsville. This is video of a vigil held for Woods back in April. 2 men are charged in Woods' murder, Gavin Miller and Dylan Piper. The vigil is happening tonight at 6:30 at the Wake Forest Town Hall. The event is open to the public.
A playground in Cary will be closed next week as it prepares for a makeover. The playground at Ed Yerhop Park will close on Monday for renovations. They'll be getting new play equipment there, shade structures, and resurfacing. The updated playground is expected to open just a few months from now in February.
Hundreds gathered on NC State's campus for a pro-Palestinian rally. This was the scene yesterday afternoon as people gathered outside the D.H. Hill Library. They marched through campus calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas a little over a month after the conflict first started.
Yeah, I actually have family in Gaza, and I was born in Gaza. And so this is a very, like, personal struggle for me. I have been in solidarity with the Palestinian cause my entire life. It's everything that I've known, you know what I mean? And it's really disgusting to see my own family members in Gaza suffering every single day.
And the rally was organized by 2 groups affiliated with the university.
Electric fireplaces are being recalled because they can actually catch on fire. These electric fireplaces here from Twin Star Style Selections were sold exclusively at Lowe's. There have been 24 reports of them overheating, smoking, or catching fire. You can get a full refund from Twin Star. Five on Your Side is posting details about how to do that and which models are affected. You can go to WRL.com and search recall for that. As we approach Veterans Day, a warning is out about potential charity scammers. Federal Trade Commission warns scammers that target people who want to help veterans. The FTC has some tips. First, don't assume the caller ID on your phone is valid. Could be hijacked by scammers. Don't click on links in messages or emails without confirming the origin of the sender. Avoid unusual ways to donate, like gift cards or wire transfers. And check legitimacy by typing the organization's name and fraud together in a search. A Fayetteville woman is up for a national honor for her work helping veterans who are experiencing homelessness. Stacey Buckner is one of 10 finalists for CNN's Hero of the Year Award. Buckner is founder of the Off-Road Outreach, which helps those unhomed veterans in many ways, including growing vegetables for them in this garden. She works to find homeless veterans and get them clothing, food, and other necessities. And you can vote for Buckner for the Hero of the Year Award through CNN's website. The winner will be announced Sunday, December 10th. WRL and Fox 50 have all the NFL action you need this Sunday, starting with the 49ers and Jaguars at 1 o'clock, followed by the Giants and Cowboys at 4 o'clock. Both games are on Fox 50. Then on WRL, it's Sunday Night Football. The Jets and Raiders kick off at 8:20 right after Football Night in America.
Tonight, high school football playoffs will continue, and WRL has you covered. You can watch Football Friday tonight at 11:35. Right here on WREL.
This afternoon on the Jennifer Hudson Show, a 4-year-old Fayetteville girl will be reunited with her father. Her father is a U.S. Army sergeant and has been stationed in Germany for over a year. They'll have that reunion today on Fox 50 at 3 p.m. It'll be a beautiful sight. Before we head off, here are the winning lottery numbers for you. We'll get another check on weather and traffic as well up next.